hopefully a lot more than what we got out of England, result-wise. Look, I think it's a good opportunity for us to get some of that consistency back in our in the one-day format. We didn't play anywhere near as well as we would have liked in England. We learned a lot, and it was nice for the guys that hadn't experienced those conditions to get over and do that, but we certainly didn't get the result well after, so I think it's a good opportunity to turn that around. We've had good preparation up in Darwin. We've got a few days once we land in Dubai before our first match against Afghanistan, and it probably gives a few of the young guys another opportunity to push for selection in this one-day format and leading up to what's going to be a big summer. I feel like we've got a lot of work to do to get back to being the number one-day team in the world, where we'd all like to be. There's no doubt about that. I think we come up against a pretty good team in England in conditions there. You know, very used to, and they were pretty high in confidence as well after beating the West Indies. So, but again, it's going to be no different against Pakistan. They know these conditions really well. I think spin's going to play a huge part throughout this series, both facing it and bowling it, and it's an area of our game that we continue to try and get better at. I guess the most important thing for Mickey and myself is to continue to build the culture we want. For me, I guess the reason I sit where I am today is because of hard work. You know, preparation, hard work are, I guess, the only two answers for me to be representing Australia, and that's probably something that I will continue to push with the young Aussie boys that haven't played too much cricket around us. There is a difference between playing first-class cricket and playing for Australia, and, you know, yes, you have to be very talented to be playing for your state, there's no doubt about it, and to get selected for Australia, but the amount of cricket you play these days, the amount you travel... There's still a lot of differences playing international cricket compared to playing domestic cricket. And I guess, you know, going to the UAE is a great example of that. We're going into conditions that where a lot of the players have never played before. Conditions are so different to what you face in Australia in domestic cricket. So it was about preparing the boys for that as well, knowing it's going to be hot. So Darwin was nice and warm. We had a couple of 30-degree days. I think in Dubai today is 34 or 36 degrees. So, you know, we've tried to prepare as well as we can in Australian conditions. Wickets were spinning up in Darwin. They were really slow, really dry. So we've tried to prepare as well as we can, as I said. But the two things, I guess, yeah, Mickey and I, or the most important thing is the culture. We want to make sure we've got the right culture, which we've been working really hard on since Mickey's come in, and I think we're certainly getting there. But, yeah, hard work and preparation is something that I'll continue to push. Yeah, I think it's just the acknowledgement of what comes with representing Australia. You know, it's not about being selected and that's it, go and have a good time. There's a lot that comes with representing your country on and off the field, and it's just about, I guess, making it very clear to all the boys that we all sit on the same line. There's no one special in the team. Everybody has the same rules, the same guidelines, the same expectations, I guess, and I'm pretty sure all the players know where we sit now. We know how hard it's going to be. Darwin was a great indication as to how hard we're going to have to work to get back to being the number one team in all three forms of the game. So we've set a really good standard. The other thing as well that I spoke a lot about on the camp was it's actually not about what you say now, it's about what we do as a team. You know, we've all sat in meetings and heard the coach or the captain have their opinions and say what they felt, but it's now up to us as individual players and a team to do something about it, to realise we sit fourth in the one-day rankings. We sit third in the test rankings, and I think we sit eighth or ninth in the 2020 rankings. You know, that's... Every player knows that's unacceptable for an Australian team to sit there. But that's easy to say. It's now about what we do.